The title children or youth pastor cannot be found in the Bible.
Judul pendeta barudak atau pendeta remaja tidak ada di Alkitab.
But it comes under the office of the pastor.
Ia mah ayah di sahandapan pangangon.
We exist to serve the man of God and to help him fulfill the vision on his heart.
Urang aya pikeun ngalayani lalaki Allah sarta nulungan anjeunna ngalaksanakeun visi dina manahna.
The pastor is responsible for all the sheep.
Pangangon tanggung jawab ka dombana.
Not just the adults but also the children.
Lain nu dewasa bae tapi oge barudak.
I love teaching boys and girls.
Abdi resep ngajar barudak awewe lalaki.
But although I enjoy teaching, I am more valuable to my pastor as a problem solver.
Tapi sanajan resep ngajar, resep keneh ngangon tukang ngarengsekeun masalah.
I am not the only person in my church that can teach children.
Lain ngan abdi wae di gereja teh nu bisa ngajar barudak teh.
But I am very valuable to my pastor as a problem solver.
Tapi abdi diperlukeun ku pangangon tukang ngarengsekeun masalah.
When I oversee the children's ministry, I see things that other teachers do not see.
Waktu abdi nitanam pelayanan barudak, abdi terang hal nu ku guru nu sejen terang.
When I see these problems, it's my job to solve them.
Waktu abdi terang masalah eta, tugas abdi ngarengsekeunana.
That's why the pastor has people in charge of different areas of the church for him.
Ieu sababna pangon boga jelema nu tanggung jawab dina sagala bagian dina gerejana.
He cannot be in all the areas of the church at the same time.
Manehna teu bisa nyekel sakabeh bagian dina gereja dina sawaktu.
It is important that I help him by solving these problems with children.
Penting pisan abdi nulungan ngarengsekeun masalah jeung barudak.
Anytime you have a large group of people, regardless of the age, you'll find problems.
Iraha bae aya sakelompok ulah diilikan umurna, saderek di baris manggih masalah.
There are two types of people that I have met in this world.
Di dunia ieu aya dua jenis jalma.
There are those who come up against a problem and wait for someone else to solve them.
Nu datang lantaran masalah sarta nungguan nu sejen ngarengsekeunana.
I call these people followers.
Ieu disebutna jelema nu milu.
But there are those that see a problem and they fix it themselves.
Tapi aya nu boga masalah sarta ngarengsekeun sorangan.
They are problem solvers.
Maranehna tukang ngarengsekeun masalah.
And they are also leaders.
Maranehna teh pangmimpin.
It is important that we realize that even in God's word we see problem solvers.
Penting pisan urang sadar yen dina dauhan Gusti oge jelas aya para pangrengse masalah.
In Daniel chapter 5 and verse 12 we see this about Daniel.
Dina Daniel pasal 5 ayat 12 urang maca hal Daniel.
It says, this man Daniel, whom the king called Belshazzar, was found to have a keen mind and knowledge and understanding, and also the ability to interpret dreams, explain riddles, and solve difficult problems.
Diceritakan persis ieu, Daniel nu di ngaranan Belshazzar, ku raja, katempo mibanda roh nu luar biasa, serta pangerti jeung akal budi. Nepi ka bisa nerangkeun ngimpi, mukakeun hal nu buni sarta ngajelaskeun nurut.
God is no respecter of persons.
Gusti teu pilih kasih.
If he loved Daniel enough to give him the ability to solve difficult problems.
Umpama mantana mi asih ka Daniel, masihan kamampuan pikeun ngarengsekeun masalah nurut.
Then he will also grant us with this ability.
Mantana oge baris masihan anugerah kemampuan ka urang.
Now not all problems are bad.
Teu sakabehna masalah goreng.
Some problems are challenges and make you grow.
Sababaraha masalah teh ngajadikeun saderek tumuwuh.
Some problems are readiness that help us to handle more.
Sababaraha masalah bisa nulungan ka urang nu leuwih loba deui.
They're a test to help us to be ready.
Aya ujian-ujian keur nulungan urang supaya sayaga.
David did not start fighting giants.
Daud teu mimiti ngalawan raksasa.
But he knew because God had helped him with the lion and the bear, he would help him face the toughest obstacle of all.
Tapi anjeunna terang Gusti geus nulungan ngalawan singa jeung biruang, mantana bae nulungan tina nyang hareupan nu hese.
Some problems are tremendous learning lessons.
Sababaraha masalah nyaeta pangajaran nu hade.
All you have to do is come up against a situation one time and then you can know what to do.
Nu kusaderek dilakukeun nyang hareupan kaayaan dina hiji waktu sarta saterusna bakal nyaho kudu kumaha ngalakukeunana.
When I first became a Christian, I heard a song that I have never forgotten.
Tu abdi anyar jadi Kristen, abdi ngadenge lagu nu teu bisa dipopohokeun.
It says that if I never had a problem, then I would never know that faith in God could solve them.
Dicaritakeun lamun abdi teu kungsi boga masalah, abdi moal terang yen iman ka Gusti tiasa ngarengsekeun.
When I study about great leaders in the Bible, I also see that they were tremendous problem solvers.
Waktu abdi naliti ka pemimpinan gede dina Alkitab, jelas pisan aranjeunna tukang ngarengsekeun masalah nu hebat.
Moses, Joshua, David, Joseph, Daniel, and the Lord Jesus were all problem solvers.
Musa, Yosua, Daud, Yusuf, Daniel, jeung Gusti Yesus eta oge tukang ngarengsekeun masalah.
Now all of these problem solvers, except for the Lord, did not know what to do in every situation.
Sakabeh direngsekeun kajaba nu moal direngsekeun ku Gusti Yesus.
But they were all willing to explore.
Ti maranena hayang nalitina.
They would seek the advice of others.
Maranena bakal niangan nasihat tinulian.
They were people of prayer.
Maranena teh jalma-jalma nu resep ngadoa.
And they were willing to take risk.
Panbae aya resikona oge.
I want you to understand that you must see yourself as a problem solver before you'll become one.
Di hayang sadek ngarti supaya nempo diri pribadi salaku tukang ngarengsekeun masalah samemeh tipi gawe.
There are two different methods of problem solving I want to teach you.
Aya dua metode cara ngarengsekeun nu ku abdi bade diajarkeun.
The first is the simplest.
Nu kahiji mah sederhana pisan.
It is a four-step method.
Ieu aya opat lengkah.
The first step is we pray.
Lengkah kahiji ngadoakeun.
Then God shows us his answer.
Engke Gusti masihan jawaban.
The third step is we hear his voice.
Lengkah nu katilu ngadangu suarana.
And then we do exactly what he says.
Terus terang ngalampahkeun anu tepat naon nu anu dicarioskeunana.
Thus saith the Lord always works.
Kitu dawan Gusti salilana hasil.
But sometimes when I pray, I do not hear.
Sakapeung mun abdi ngadoa, abdi teu ngadangukeun.
It is not the Lord's fault, but my thinking sometimes keeps me from hearing.
Ya lain lepat Gusti, tapi kadang-kadang pikiran nyarek ngadangukeun.
Maybe I'm just thinking about the problem more than God's answer.
Meureun abdi ngan mikirkeun masalah leuwih ti jawaban Allah.
And when I cannot understand what God wants me to do, then I move to the next method of problem solving.
Waktu abdi teu ngarti naon anu kudu dilakukeun ka hayang Gusti, abdi pindah kana ngarengsekeun masalah nu saterusna.
Is a 10-step method.
Ieu teh 10 lengkah metode.
The first step is to identify the problem.
Lengkah kahiji, apal ka masalah.
What is wrong and why is this a problem?
Naon anu teu beres, naha kudu aya masalah?
Sometimes the problem is not just one problem.
Akapeng masalah teh saukur hiji.
But it's several problems put together.
Tapi sababaraha masalah ngahiji.
After I discover what is the problem,
tanggas kapanggih naon masalahna?
I have to ask myself, why did this happen?
Pinanya ka diri sorangan, naha aya nu kieu?
Maybe it was something I have done.
Maranu geus ku abdi dilakukeun.
Maybe it was something someone else did.
Ya oge anu geus dilakukeun ku nu sejen.
Maybe it was just natural because of the great numbers of people that are coming together.
Maran salah sahijina anu biasa lantaran jumlahna lobaan.
But the second step is to understand why this happened.
Langkah nu kadua nyaeta ngarti naha kajadian.
The third step is to list ways to solve the problem.
Langkah nu katilu, nyatetkeun cara keur ngarengsekeunana.
There is usually always more than one way a problem can be solved.
Biasana salilana aya leuwih ti hiji cara pikeun ngarengsekeunana.
Although there are more than one way to solve the problem, there is only one right answer.
Najan leuwih ti hiji keur ngarengsekeunana ngan hiji anu tepat.
So I will write down all of the possibilities and ways that we could solve this problem.
Abdi nuliskeun sakabeh kemungkinan jeung cara-cara ngarengsekeun masalah.
I'll examine each possible answer to determine which is best.
Abdi beres mariksa unggal kemungkinan jawaban anu nangtukeun mana nu hade.
Sometimes knowing what not to do is just as valuable as knowing what to do.
Kapan apal naon anu teu kudu dilakukeun, sarua harkatna saperti anu dilakukeun.
I will take my list and mark off all the ones that I know are not right.
Abdi bari semaca catetan sarta mere tanda ka sakabeh anu nyaho tapi teu jelas.
By knowing what not to do, I see the things that are a good possibility to do.
Nyahona naon nu henteu dilakukeun, abi terang perkara anu ngarupakeun kemungkinan nu hade pikeun dilaksanakeun.
Step number 4.
Langkah kaopat.
Is to ask what factors are involved that make this the best solution.
Nanyakeun faktor-faktor nu aya ngarupakeun solusi nu hade.
I have narrowed it down to what I think might be the best reason.
Abdi geus ngaletikeun nepikeun ku cek pikiran ieu alasan anu hade.
But I want to make sure that all the factors also line up.
Tapi abdi hayang mastikeun yen sakabeh faktor dientepkeun.
Can I afford to do this?
Bisa abdi ngalakukeun sadayana?
I must count the cost.
Abdi kudu ngitung biayana.
How much work is involved in making this happen? Is this definitely a solution or is it a quick fix?
Ya bener solusi atawa pangrese anu gancang sakadar tambal sulam.
After I have discovered if this is a good solution or not,
tanggeus abdi menang solusi, naha ieu teh hade atawa goreng?
I will do step number 5.
Abdi bakal ngalakukeun lengkah anu kalima.
I will ask myself historically, how has this problem been solved in my church?
Abdi bakal nanya ka diri sorangan secara historis, kumaha masalahna sanggeus direngsekeun di gareja.
Experience is the best teacher.
Pangalaman teh guru nu hade.
But it doesn't have to be my experiences for me to learn from them.
Tidak salahnya kudu jadi pengalaman abdi sorangan supaya abdi bisa diajar tina masalah.
How has this problem been solved in my organization?
Apa masalah ieu geus rengse dina organisasi abdi?
What do others do in my city and in my area and in my country?
Naon nu kudu saja dilakukeun di kota abdi dina bidang abdi jeung nagara?
Step number 6 means I must ask, does this solution set a precedent?
Lengkah nu kagenep hartina kudu nanya naha solusi teh hiji presiden?
Is this the first time that it has ever been done that way?
Naha cara ieu mimiti dilaksanakeun?
If I use this solution, am I willing to have it all the time in my ministry?
Lamun abdi ngagunakeun solusi ieu, naha hayang ngagunakeun terus dina pelayanan?
When I realize that it is a good idea,
waktu abdi sadar, ieu teh hiji ide anu hade.
I will seek the advice of others as well. There is wisdom in the counsel of others.
I want
to make sure that this really is the best way to solve this problem. I like to get the ideas of other people whom I trust.
Abi senang menang ide tinu sejen nu dipercaya.
I must consider the solution from every possible angle.
Abi kudu mikirkeun solusi ti unggal bagian nu kira-kira aya.
By taking a look at the solution through another person's eyes,
penempo solusi ti pandangan nu sejen,
I am able to see if it is really what's best for everyone.
Abdi bisa terang, ieu teh bener nu hade pikeun saban jalma.
When you've made up your mind that you have the solution,
aku sarek netepkeun dina pikiran yen ieu solusina.
You should ask yourself, do you have the peace of the Holy Spirit?
Kuduna nanya diri sorangan, naha dina diri aya katengtereman ti Roh Kudus?
Never override the checks of the Holy Spirit.
Ulah nolak pemeriksaan Roh Kudus.
If you do not have a peace from God about your solution,
mun teu karasa katentreman ti Allah hal solusi saderek,
even though it seems right in your mind,
malah nurutkeun pikiran saderek mah bener katempona,
never override the Spirit of God.
Ulah ngabaikeun Roh Allah.
The ninth step is to develop a plan or strategy to put your solution into practice.
Langkah nu kasalapan meberkeun rencana atawa strategi mindahkeun solusi saterek kanu praktek.
Planning must always go before action.
Rancangan kudu dipikirkeun samemeh prak.
Every general has a battle plan.
Saben jenderal boga rancangan pikeun perang.
Every sports team has a game plan.
Saben tim olahraga boga rancangan pak-prakna.
In the same way in the church, we must have a plan for action.
Kitu deui di gereja kudu aya rancangan pikeun praktek.
People follow people with a plan.
Jalma marilu teh lantaran hiji rancangan.
The tenth step is to communicate that plan to all the people.
Langkah nu ka 10 nyambungkeun rancangan ka sakabeh jalma.
When we communicate the strategy,
waktu urang nyambungkeun strategi,
and we work our plan,
sarta urang ngalaksanakeun rancangan urang,
we're able to add feet to get the job done.
Urang bisa nambahan suku supaya pagawean angges.
These are my 10 steps in problem solving.
Yeah, aya 10 langkah dina nembongkeun masalah.
But there are also 10 things that you should not do in problem solving.
Tapi oge aya 10 perkara anu sakuduna ulah dilakukeun dina nembongkeun masalah.
They are 10 do nots.
Abena aya 10 ulah.
The first do not,
ulah nu mimiti,
is to not be afraid to say, I do not know.
Ulasian ngucapkeun abdi teu terang.
If you do not know the answer,
lamun saderek teu terang jawabanana,
don't make up one.
Ulah mere jawaban.
Get some help.
Teangan pitulung.
Look into it.
Kitenan.
Let people know that you will be back soon with an answer.
Kan bae nu sejen nyahun yen saderek baris ngajawab.
The second don't,
ulah nu kadua,
is to do not be rushed.
Ulah garunggusu.
Don't let the moment pressure you to make a quick decision.
Ulah ngantep kaberek waktu saderek nyieun kaputusan nu gancang.
In an emergency situation in medicine,
dina kayaan darurat hal ngubaran,
especially on a battlefield,
umo dina waktu perang,
the doctor cannot get to every patient at the same time.
Dokter teu bisa nepungan dina waktu nu sarua ka pasienna.
So they look at which case is the most serious.
Di marahna milih mana kasus nu paling serius.
And go to that one first.
Ulunganu eta heula.
That is called triage.
Ia nu disebut prioritas ngubaran.
That is what we must do in problem solving.
Ia nu kudu ku urang dilakukeun dina ngarengsekeun masalah.
Every teacher's problem is important to them.
Saben masalah nu ngajar penting pikeunna.
Every parent thinks their problems are the most important.
Nu karolot manehna nu paling penting dina pikirna.
But we cannot let the pressure that they put on us make us hurry and do what's wrong.
Urang ulah ngantep tekananana, nyieun urang gerunggusuh malah nu salah nu dilakukeun.
The things that are most serious,
perkara nu pang seriusna,
we must solve them first.
Eta kudu diheulakeun rengsena.
The third do not,
ulah nu katilu,
is to not ignore trends or knowledge that helps us to find the right answer.
Ulah ngabaikeun pangartian nulungan urang pikeun menang jawaban nu tepat.
If you are addressing the same problem on a regular basis,
lamun urang mikiran masalah nu sarua sacara teratur,
then what you think is the problem is not the problem.
Nah, nu kasadarek dipikir sebagai masalah sabenerna lain masalah.
If you have solved the problem and it still exists,
lamun sadarek tos ngarengsekeun hiji masalah can tuntas,
then you really didn't solve it.
Artina sadarek teu ngarengsekeun.
I must look at trends and information that help me make a right decision.
Abdi guru terang tanda-tanda serta beja nu baris nulungan nyieun hiji kaputusan nu tepat.
The fourth do not.
Ulah nu kaopat.
Is to do not wait on problems to happen before you fix them.
Ulah nunggu kajadian masalah samemeh saderek nalitina.
Every week at my church,
saben minggu di gereja abdi,
I walk around and try to solve problems before they happen.
Ngureuling ngupayakeun ngarengsekeun masalah samemeh kajadian.
I must anticipate what could go wrong.
Abdi kudu ngantisipasi naon nu bakal kajadian teu beres.
And I must solve it before it happens.
Harita direngsekeun samemeh kajadian.
I must have a plan B or a second answer.
Abdi kudu boga rancangan B atawa jawaban nu kadua.
Even if I never use it.
Malah lamun teu kungsi make.
I pray that I never use it.
Abdi ngadua supaya ulah kungsi makena.
But I must be ready in case something goes wrong.
Tapi tetap kudu sayaga bisi aya nu teu beres.
Once you have identified the best solution.
Tanajan geus ngaidentifikasikeun solusi anu hade.
Then do not major on the problem.
Kade ulah musatkeun pikiran ka eta masalah.
We must major on the solution.
Urang kudu musatkeun pikiran kana solusina.
This is the fifth do not.
Ieu ulah nu kalima.
The sixth do not.
Ulah nu kagenep.
Is to do not keep doing what caused the problem to happen.
Ulah terus ngalakukeun nu nyababkeun kajadian masalah.
If you always do what you've always done.
Upama saderek ngalakukeun naon nu salilana dilakukeun.
You will always have what you've always had.
Saderek baris salawasna bibanda naon nu aya salilana.
I must not keep doing the same thing.
Abdi mah ngalakukeun terus nu sarua.
Sometimes in church work, we are creatures of habit.
Kakapeung di gereja, urang teh makhluk meresep kanu perkara nu geus biasa.
We do something one time.
Urang ngalakukeun sakali.
And we think that is always the best thing to do.
Pikiran urang salina nu hade nu dilakukeun teh.
It is important that we not keep doing the same thing.
Acida pentingna yen urang ulah ngalakukeun terus nu sarua.
The seventh do not.
Ulah nu katujuh.
Is once the problem is solved.
Aya masalah geuwat tembongkeun.
And we have corrected the problem.
Harita urang geus naliti masalahna.
Don't bring up the problem again.
Ulah ngayakeun di masalah.
Some people are stuck in what the way it used to be.
Sababaraha urang biasa kana cara anu biasa digunakeun.
They are not quick to forget.
Maranehna teu pohoeun.
Once you have solved the problem, quit talking about the problem.
Sakali saderek hasil ngarengsekeun masalah, tong dicaritakeun deui.
Don't bring it up again.
Ulah nyieun deui.
There are other things right around the corner you can be working on.
Aya perkara sejen di sakulingan saderek nu bisa dilakukeun.
But you must go ahead and go on and not stay where you are.
Tapi saderek kudu terus maju, ulah cicing bae di tempat.
The eighth do not.
Ulah nu kadalapan.
Is to do not solve everyone's problems for them.
Ulah nembongkeun masalah unggal jalma keur maranehna.
We must get our workers involved in the problem solving process.
Urang kudu ngajak para pagawe milu dina proses ngarengsekeun masalah.
I have over 1,000 teachers at my church.
Abdi ngagaduhan 1,000 guru di gereja.
And they come to me with problems all the time.
Unggal waktu datang mawa masalah.
If I give them the answer,
upama aku abdi dijawab,
they will keep coming back again and again.
Maranehna bakal rajin datang.
One of the things that I have done to help them become a problem solver.
Salah sahiji hak nuku abdi dilakukeun nulungan maranehna jadi tukang ngarengsekeun masalah.
Is to ask them what they would do.
Tanya maranehna naon nu dipigawe?
When I ask them what they would do.
Waktu abdi nanya kitu.
At first they tell me they do not know, that's why they came to me.
Dina ngajawab teterang, eta sabenerna maranehna nyamperkeun.
I let them know that they are very wise also.
Abi mere nyaho yen maranehna bijaksana.
The spirit of God lives within them as well.
Roh Allah ngancik dina dirina.
They can come up with an answer just like I can.
Maranehna bisa datang ku jawaban saperti nu ku abdi di kaalaman.
So I will ask them not to come with to me with just a question.
Jadi minta kamaranehna ulah nyamperkeun bari mawa hiji nu rek ditanyakeun.
But with their question, come up with 2 or 3 answers.
Tapi bareng jeung pananyana, datang mawa 2 atawa 3 jawaban.
Then I will pick which one of their answers I think is best.
Katerusna abdi rek milih hiji ti sakabeh jawaban nu hade.
But this will get them thinking for themselves.
Yateh jadi pikiran maranehna.
The next time they have a problem,
terusna maranehna boga masalah,
they will not just come with a question.
Datang dengan hiji nu rek ditanyakeun.
They will come with a question and 2 or 3 answers.
Tapi datang mawa hiji nu ditanyakeun sarta 2 atawa 3 jawaban.
Then I will ask them which one of their answers they feel are best.
Katerusna abdi menta maranehna milih jawaban nu panghadena.
Most of the time it is the answer that I would pick myself.
Lolobana waktu ieu jawaban nu dipasikeun sorangan kudu abdi.
I have just taught them how to think for themselves.
Abdi ngajar maranehna kumaha cara mikir sorangan.
And to think like the leader.
Harta saperti pamimpin.
Then I will ask them the next time they have a problem.
Terusna abdi menta maranehna dina waktu nu arek boga hiji masalah.
What they think is best.
Naon anu panghadena nurutkeun maranehna?
When they pick the answer that I myself would pick.
Waktu maranehna menang jawaban, eta nu dicekel.
Pretty soon they start thinking like me on all their problems.
Buru-buru maranehna malikir saperti abdi dina nyahareupan masalahna.
We must help our leaders to be self-sufficient.
Urang kudu nulungan para pamimpin supaya bisa ngurus sorangan.
We cannot just solve everyone's problems for them.
Urang teu bisa nembongkeun masalah-masalah unggal jelema keur maranehna.
Moses tried to do this for his flock.
Musa nyoba ngalakukeun ieu keur baturna.
He was solving all of the problems himself.
Manehna keur nembongkeun sakabeh masalah pribadi.
The Bible tells us that this was causing problems at home.
Alkitab ngajarkeun ieu nu nyebabkeun masalah di imah.
In fact, his wife left him and went to her father.
Buktina, bojona ninggalkeun manehna ka imah bapana.
She took all the children and left Moses.
Manehna mawa barudak sarta ninggalkeun Musa.
Because what he was doing was not good.
Sabab naon nu kumanehna dilakukeun teh goreng.
When his father-in-law Jethro came to visit,
waktu mitohana Yitro nepungan,
he brought his daughter with him.
Manehna mawa budak nu awewe.
He let Moses know that his wife needed to live with Moses.
Manehna ngantep Musa nyahun yen bojona perlu ditinggalkeun jeung Musa.
He let him know that what Moses was doing was not good.
Manehna ngantep naon anu keur dilakukeun ku Musa eta teh goreng.
It was hard on Moses.
Ruwet keur Musa.
It was hard on his family.
Ruwet keur kulawargana.
And it was not good for the people.
Terus sajana ge goreng.
He was trying to do everything himself.
Manehna sateka pola digawe sorangan.
When Jethro asked him why he was doing this,
waktu Yitro nanya, naha maneh ngalakukeun kitu?
He said it's because all the people come to me.
Manehna nyarita, sebab jelema nyalampurkeun.
Moses learned a lesson that was very important.
Musa nitenan hiji pangajaran nu kacida pentingna.
The name Jethro means excellence.
Aran Yitro hartina alus pisan.
So Moses had a visit from Mr. Excellence.
Musa disamperkeun ku Pak Alus Pisan.
So Mr. Excellence taught him not to do everything himself.
Jadi Pak Alus Pisan mere pangajaran supaya henteu ngalakukeun sorangan.
But he taught him to raise up other leaders who could help.
Manehna ngajar pikeun nyieun pamimpin nu bisa mantuan.
Some are captains of five.
Sababaraha pamimpin lima jalma.
They can oversee five or six.
Manehna nitenan lima atawa genep urang.
Some are captains of 50.
Sawareh deui pamimpin ti 50 urang.
Some are captains of 100.
Sawareh deui pamimpin ti 100 urang.
Some can handle hundreds and thousands.
Sajian nyekel 100 nepi ka 1000 urang.
But everyone has different gifts.
Tapi unggal jalmi banda karunia nu beda.
They have different abilities.
Maranehna mi banda kemampuan nu beda.
The ministry is not made for one person to solve all the problems.
Pelayanan henteu dijieun supaya saurang bisa nembongkeun sakabeh masalah.
Jethro told Moses.
Yitro ngabejaan Musa.
That he would have to handle the hard problems himself.
Yen manehna kudu nyekel perkara nu sulit sorangan.
But he must teach others to be a problem solver.
Tapi manehna kudu ngajar nu sejen tukang ngarengsekeun masalah.
And handle the problems of the people on their level.
Tata nyekel masalah saluyu jeung kamampuhanana.
If Mr. Excellence told this to Moses.
Lamun Pak Alus Pisan mere nyaho ka Musa.
Then excellence teaches us that we should do the same.
Orang oge sakuduna ngalakukeun sarua.
We must not solve everyone's problems for them.
Orang teu kudu ngarengsekeun masalah unggal jelema keur maranehna.
But we must find out and help them understand what is the best thing they should do.
Tapi orang kudu manggihan jeung nulungan maranehna ngarti naon nu hade nu kudu dilakukeun.
The ninth do not.
Ulah nu kasalapan.
Is not to be afraid to try something different.
Ulah sieun ngalakukeun hiji hal nu sejen.
I'll never forget the first time I taught children.
Abdi teu kungsi poho waktu mimiti pisan ngajar barudak.
It was different than teaching the adults.
Beda pisan jeung ngajar nu dewasa.
The children had a lot of energy.
Barudak boga loba energi.
They were thinking about all the things they were going to do later that day.
Maranehna mikir segala hal nu ku maranehna bakal dilakukeun poe eta.
It was totally different than teaching adults.
Maranehna bener-bener lain ti ngajar kaum dewasa.
I had to realize.
Abdi kudu sadar.
That I had to do the things that it took to get their attention.
Yen abdi teh kudu bisa narik hate maranehna.
I had never had to use a prop or an object to teach adults.
Abdi teu kungsi make alat paraga tanapi hiji barang pikeun ngajar dewasa.
I never had a costume character come to church with adults.
Abi tekungsi make baju hiji tokoh gereja di mana ngajar dewasa.
I never have used a puppet to get the attention of an adult.
Abi te pernah make boneka supaya jadi perhatian nu dewasa.
Just because it was different.
Antaran beda.
Did not mean it was wrong.
Taya hartinu salah.
I had to try something new and different.
Abdi kudu nyoba nu anyar deui.
When I would tell a story,
waktu abdi ngadongeng,
and the children liked it,
barudak raraseupeun.
I would try and tell another one the next week just like it.
Nyaritakeun dongeng, dongeng nu sarua minggu nu rek datang.
After several weeks, the children would get tired of my story.
Nangga sababara minggu, barudak mimiti bosen ku dongeng.
I thought just because they liked it once, they would always like it.
Pikiran, lantaran marena resanges resep bakal terus mikarsep.
Just because you solve a problem one time,
lantaran sadarek ges nembongkan masalah sakali,
that is not the best solution.
Ia lain solusi nu hade.
When my wife and I first got married,
waktu pun bojo jeung abdi anyar nikah,
my wife did not know how to cook.
Pun bojo tatarangan kumaha carana masak.
When she fixed a meal one time that was really delicious.
Sakali manehna nyadiakeun dahareun nu ngeunah.
So I made a big deal and let her know how I appreciated that.
Abdi nganggep ieu penting jeung ngantep manehna nyaho abdi ngajenan.
The next day she fixed the exact same meal.
Poe satuluyna manehna nyadiakeun dahareun nu sarua.
Because it had worked the first time.
Lantaran keur mimiti geus tireup pikaresep.
She continued to do this each day.
Manehna terus ngalakukeun unggal poe.
I let her know that just because I enjoyed it one time.
Abdi mere nyaho lantaran abdi ngarasakeun meungeunah sakali.
That did not mean I wanted to eat that meal the rest of my life.
Eta teh lain hartina abdi hayang dahar nu kitu salilana.
Problem solving is the same way.
Ngarengsekeun masalah oge saperti kitu.
Just because something worked one time.
Lantaran hiji waktu kungsi hasil.
It is not always the best solution.
Eta henteu salawasna solusi nu hade.
The tenth do not is the most important.
Ulah nu kasapuluh nyaeta nu paling penting.
And it is something that we must always keep in our thinking of problem solving.
Ieu teh salilana urang kudu inget dina ngarengsekeun masalah.
If we're going to help our pastors the way we should.
Lamun urang nulungan para pangangon ku cara nu sakuduna.
This step is very important.
Lengkah ieu teh hade pisan.
You must never forget.
Sadare kudu ulah poho.
Who lives on the inside of you?
Tahnu ngancik dina diri saderek.
And who's called you to be a leader?
Jang nu ngagupae saderek jadi pamimpin.
Do not forget.
Ulah poho.
That Jesus will lead you.
Yesus bakal mimpin saderek.
He will guide you by his spirit.
Mimpina ku rohna.
To the right solution.
Dina solusi nu tepat.
We must look to Jesus.
Orang kudu mencerong ka Yesus.
Not to our own strength.
Lain ku kakuatan sorangan.
God has called us to be problem solvers.
Gusti geus ngagupai urang keur ngajadikeun tukang ngarengsekeun masalah.
Just like Daniel served the king.
Sarua jeung Daniel ngabulaan raja.
We have been called to help our pastor.
Urang geus dikupayaan pikeun ngabantu pangangon urang.
We are to hold his arms up.
Urang kudu ngarojong leungeuna anu diacungkeun.
And we are to support him.
Urang ngadukung manehna.
If I can solve problems for him.
Lamun urang bisa ngarengsekeun masalahna.
It keeps him free to seek the Lord.
Ieu nyeun kabebasan milari Gusti.
Do not forget.
Ulah poho.
Jesus lives on the inside of you.
Yesus ngancik dina diri saderek.
He is greater than any problem.
Antara langkung ageng di sagala masalah.
He is greater than any obstacle.
Anjana langkung ageng tibatan halangan.
And he will help you.
Anjana baris nulungan.
to come to the right decision.
Tapi ka kaputusan anu bener.
I want to pray for you today.
Abdi hayang doa kanggo saderek dinten ieu.
Lord Jesus.
Gusti Yesus.
I thank you.
Abdi syukur.
For these wonderful workers.
Kanggo para padamel nu hebat.
Who are listening to me today.
Nu keur ngadangukeun abdi dinten ieu.
I ask you, sir.
Gusti abdi nyuhunkeun ka anjeun.
To help them to be a problem solver.
Kanulungan maraena jadi tukang ngarengsekeun masalah.
Help them to help their pastor.
Tulungan maraena pikeun ngabantu pangangonna.
Give them wise answers.
Asian maraena jawaban nu bijaksana.
Give them creative ideas.
Asian ide-ide anu kreatif.
Give them new ways to look at things.
Asian cara-cara anyar kanggo ningal perkara.
Open their eyes, Lord.
Bentakeun maraena Gusti.
To your solutions.
Dina solusi-solusi anjeun.
Help them to be like Daniel.
Tulungan maraena sing jadi saperti Daniel.
A person who can solve difficult problems.
Saurang anu bisa nembongkeun masalah nu ruwet.
We thank you, Jesus.
Abdi syukur ka Anjeun Yesus.
For granting this today.
Antaran anugerah ayeuna.
And I thank you for every leader.
Abdi syukur kanggo unggal pamimpin.
Who is learning this today.
Nuker diajar ayeuna.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Dalam nama Yesus abdi ngadoa.
Amen.
Amin.